CFoundations.com.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Paul McCartney, 79 years old today, or shall we say 79 years young.
There you go. And Sir Paul McCartney,
sir.
Right?
Yes, it is. Oh. We'll get it right. We'll get it technical because, yeah, when you are a sir, why not just flex that muscle?
You worked hard for it, for
you
sure.
You sure did. Good morning, everybody. It's 13 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. It's 66 degrees. I don't think the weather knows what it wants to do this morning.
It's been up. It's been down.
Yeah. It's been all around. Welcome to the South, y'all. Glad to have you with us. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
Well, one thing in the South, we do know that we love to recreate. We love being on the water, and it's summertime when you get to water ski. And our guest this morning, oh my goodness, you think water skiing, you think you've achieved something maybe on one, maybe on bare feet, you ain't done nothing unless you're part of this group. Of course, Becky and her son Hudson, last name Fox, they are with the Carolina Show ski team locally here in Tiga Cay. Good morning to the both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us.
You all are so very unique, a ski team. Tell us about what you do and where you do it.
So the Carolina Show Ski Team is a long-standing team that's based out of TK, South Carolina. Our home base is at Windjammer Park, and we're really focused on bringing together kids and families and just bringing some fun to every Friday night. We do ski shows. We teach kids how to ski. We give back to the community, and we compete in local, regional, and national competitions. So it's a really fun group that the whole family gets to participate in, and we're really excited to talk to you about what we do hopefully invite people to come out and watch our ski show or consider joining or coming to any of our events.
Well, you have to see it one time, and you'll be hooked. I was telling Becky a minute ago, we took the family before the pandemic and spent the whole time with our mouths open because your jaw is dropping of the talent you all are able to do on skis. It's just a show. There's great music. It was a blast. It was and it's an experience.
It is.
It is just fantastic.
And it's free.
It's free with suggested donations.
What?
Yeah, we take donations.
Okay.
Our group is a nonprofit organization, so any money that's donated goes right back into all of our activities. We build our own skis. We make some of our own ropes. We buy some things along the way, insurance, gasoline, and those kinds of things. But, we sew costumes, and we make it work. And most importantly, we're there to do a great ski show. So think back to the days of Cypress Gardens or Legoland and stuff like that.
Always a highlight.
Yep, you get to see a lot of different stuff out on the water.
So, Becky, you have a long ski history, right? I mean, you've skied professionally at SeaWorld of Texas and in California and with the Stars of Florida. Was it easy to, is skiing easy to do at the beginning, or is it like everything else? It takes us a ton of practice.
It takes a ton of practice and time, but luckily we've got a lot of great mentors on the ski team that have either grown up skiing. Some of them have skied professionally and come back home. And we have a lot of volunteers that coach during the week. So we have what we call a skips program. So if you've never skied before, you can come out, join our skips program. You ski, one evening a week with a small group of people. And then once you progress, then you can come to our ski show on Friday and actually do a pre-show. And those kids get to show their stuff. They get to show how they learned how to slalom, or maybe they learned how to do some ballet skiing. And it's really exciting to see kids kind of progress. You know, Hudson, and when he first started on the team, he was born into the team. And so, he started skiing when he was 2 1/2 in the show and doing one little trick. And now he's doing other bigger things now.
Now, Hudson, how old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
You're 14, and you've been skiing since you were 2 1/2.
Yes, I have.
Mm. Okay, so that's always eye-catching to see a toddler on skis. What do you remember about your first experience?
The most previous memory I have, or the oldest I can remember, is I was with my mom and I believe my other twin, and we are on it's called a disc. It's basically a wooden circle. And we start at the dock and we went in right to the beach. But I mean, I was 2.5 years old. And
but you learned sort of the balance. That's and great. That is so cool. Now at 14, what is your role? What do you perform in the show?
A lot of things. You'll see me out barefooting. You'll see me going over the jump ramp, handle doubles. I try to help out as much as I can in every act.
So a jack of all trades.
Pretty much, yeah.
My goodness. All right. Well, let's take a quick pause real quick. We'll get out of the water. We'll dry off, and then we'll jump back in the water with the Carolina Show ski team here on Palmetto Mornings. It's 818, 66 degrees.
Dad always grills the burgers, not Mom. Beer 51 to the rescue. This Father's Day, take Dad and the gang out to Beer 51. That's right. Great seafood plus steak, chicken, and pasta. Celebrate Dad at Beer 51 on Mount Cowan Road.
I'm Mike Gettings with Panther Heating and Cooling. I'm not in the cooling business. I'm in the customer service business. It's my promise that we will be honest and fair and won't offer unneeded parts or pieces. Making it right since 1994. PantherHVAC.com. Proudly offering Train.
Does Lightning McQueen need auto or life insurance? Well, he needs protection to fix himself if he wrecks. And he needs to make sure his family is provided for if he can no longer race. What about home insurance to cover his garage? At Haven Miller State Farm, we can handle all three and save you some money in the process.
That's what I'm talking about. Ka-chow!
Haven Miller State Farm Insurance. Visit us on Main Street in Rock Hill or 327 Farm or at havenmillerinsurance.com.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
+8:20 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Patty Mercer. We're terrible.
We found our latest
adventure. Superimposing ourselves everyone's adventure.
You two are always the most curious and ask the most questions when I start the bumper music. When the music starts, that's when you guys start asking questions off air.
Gosh, sorry,
I love you,
Tyler.
Love you.
We don't make his job easy for sure, but he makes ours so much more.
Well,
enjoyable.
Yeah. And I wanted to know a little bit about, you know, when you're in the gym and you're learning twists and tucks as a gymnast, you've got cables and safety places, but always increasing and upping your skill level on the water seems to be a little bit more complex. And I learned that, Hudson, you actually are a gymnast, or you were a gymnast. Mm-hmm. And how did that ability transfer to your skis or your bare feet in your case?
It kind of helps. I mean, being a gymnast, you kind of learn the correct way to fall. Mm-hmm. And you learn your way of rotating and, you know, finding the ground, and for skiing, finding the tree line. And so it kind of helps with the correct way to fall and reduce the amount of injuries that can happen when you're at the, you know, higher level of tricks that you're learning.
So Becky, as a member of the Carolina Show ski team, 25 years of experience. Her resume is just impressive. And that's just one of the many members out there at the Carolina Show ski team. It's just remarkable what they're able to do. These shows are free on Friday nights at Windjammer Park. What else do folks need to know if they want to attend one of your programs?
Yeah, so you can come out to Windjammer Park 7 p.m. every Friday night all summer long. We also have some Learn to Ski Day events where you can sign up your kids or even you. If you haven't skied in a number of years, come on out. We'll take
it's
you for
a long
cool
time.
What happens if Patty and I, we've never skied before?
I have. Come on out. Well,
no, I've skied like snow skiing.
I water ski. I got over my fear of the orange life jacket.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's great. Well, you learn something new every day. So given what her knowledge is and what my knowledge is, it would probably be, we're at least coming to the class with some information, right?
Absolutely. But we have all types of training, safety equipment, and again, you have experts with you. So you might have Hudson in the boat that's reminding you to keep your rope down, keep your skis pointed straight. And sometimes it's a little bit easier to learn from another skier as opposed to a parent. So that's what we find is a lot of times parents really enjoy the opportunity to come out, and then they're with their peers trying something new. So it's a couple hours that you can come out on a Saturday, learn something new, and have a lot of fun.
Fantastic. It's the Fox family joining us this morning, Becky, and we've got Hudson. Thank you all so much. Check out the Carolina Show ski team. It's right here in Tiga Cay. Go one time. You're going to be hooked for the rest of the summer for sure.
That is exactly right.
You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on the web, on our website, carolinashowski.org. But most importantly, come on, you can find us on the water on Friday nights.
Woof, I love it. It's exciting.
It is 8:23 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Morning, 66 degrees.
South Carolina Highway Patrol helping us with our Friday morning traffic commute this morning in York, Lancaster, and Chester counties. Right now, giving us the all clear here in Rock Hill, Davila Boulevard, Cherry, Selenese Road. A little busy, but accident-free as you're making your way.